We've given you some good stuff so far, but the best is about to become all here on Sky.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $500,000 projected first ball pool on the Sydney Cup today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Yes, for those that are joining us right now on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio, good morning to you. We've just gone 7 o'clock and it's great to be with you with the rerun today of the Schweppes Sydney Cup, a race worth $2 million. We had the sadness of losing Al Moonquith a fortnight ago and then all the dramatics around that. But today they get their chance to get a slice, as I say, of the $2 million. Race 8 it is. It'll be jumping at 3:35 and at this stage there's no scratchings in the Sydney Cup. The track out there is a heavy 8, penetrometer 6.05, and the rail is at 2 metres today. Kembla Grange, it's a soft 6. Queanbeyan, it's a TAB program there today. The track is a good 3. Doomben in Brisbane, a little bit of overnight rain. It's a bit overcast there this morning. The track is a good 4. Morfordville, it's a soft 5, with the early part of their Adelaide Carnival for predominantly May, but starts today. And Caulfield, it's a soft 5 with the rail at 8 metres. We'll keep you up to date on everything that unfolds right through the morning. And to do that, helping us is Ron Duffersey. How are you, Duff?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Looking forward to $2 million Sydney Cup today. Swept Sydney Cup, I should say. It's round 2. Who's going to be the survival of the fittest again? Looks to be a really fast race and it'll become a real endurance test. Was I just hearing right there, you know, that light rail situation? That's just intrigues me. You know, look, the thing, we've got a... we're putting a new light rail through. It stops at the front of Randwick Racecourse, and they want to call it Parklands or something. You know, surely Randwick Racecourse has got is etched in the area as the race, you know, a racecourse, and there's so many function centres there now, and people want to know when they're getting off. I know not everyone follows racing, but surely we've stood the test of time to get a stop be called Randwick Racecourse or Royal Randwick Racecourse.
Well, when you say I want to get dropped off at Randwick, you know where you're going to get dropped off, aren't you? If you say another name, you're going to be guessing, aren't you?
Well, I want to go to Parklands. Please, you know, I don't. This just doesn't sit right with me.
No, you can go to the ATC website. There's going to be more detail on that today with petitions. The ATC are pushing and mentioning, as Brett Devine did just prior to 7 o'clock, that there are petitions there supported by the ATC to name that light rail area, the stop there, as Royal Randwick. So we certainly support that, and let's hope the right decision is made in the future. Hey, Duff, the Sydney Cup, you mentioned the pace, Lasquiti Spirit and the others, but, see, it's the makeup, isn't it? Everyone's got an opinion. Do you want to back a horse that ran a solid 2 mile a fortnight ago, or do you want to back something that may have been eased out of the race?
Yeah, a bit of a talking point, but we won't know. We can't get into horses' heads and say how they're going to back up. You know, we can all surmise something might happen, but until you're out there and the horses are the ones that have to do it, and we won't know until they're put under pressure who's going to be, you know, the horse that comes out the other end of the barrier trial of the Sydney Cup.
And even who shot the barman who went around riderless. I mean, he did run the 2 mile, but at much a slower pace and without a jockey.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's a tried and seasoned performer. You know, looking, you could make pros and cons for most horses, in the race, but we're only guessing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll all have an opinion, and then we'll find out about 3:38, 3:39 this afternoon. Just before we get going with the interviews, these are the current scratchings. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 3, Careless Choice, 4, Egg Tart and 8, Travancore. 3, 4 and 8 are out of the third. Race 4, number 5, Divine Sanction. Race 4, number 5. Race 5, number 9, Sizudio. Race 5, number 9. Race 6, number 6, Broadside, number 6. Races 7 and 8 are clear. Race 9, 6, Timeless Prince. 8, Distinctive Look and 9, Colosseum King. At this stage has been the only extra this morning, so out of race 9, 6, 8 and 9, and race 10, number 4, Cottage, and 8 Sirens Fury, 4 and 8. So we'll keep an eye on those, but be interesting to see, Ron. Just I think people are just happy to run, aren't they, given what we've had in recent weeks?
Yeah, well, obviously these horses have had good groundings on wet tracks, most of them, because that's what we've been working with, and the horses that are looking for drier tracks are just treading water at the moment, so surely their turn's going to come in the next month. We can't get too much more rain. The forecast is looking a lot better over the next few weeks anyway.
Yeah, it is. We're keeping an eye on, there's a band of very light showers out west that are heading towards Sydney, but they look really light. Let's hope that they drop off before they get here. David Pfeiffer is our first guest this morning to have a look at all racing today. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
How you been, mate? Everything good?
Yeah, good. I'm at Warwick Farm. Gary Portelli's put the prawns on this morning after winning the slipper, so
he's a bit slow out the barrier.
I'm quite bubbly with the champagne and the prawns.
Well, as Duff just said, he's been pretty slow. I mean, okay, he's put it on today, which is April 21. That's a month ago, the slipper.
He might be waiting for the prize money to come through.
No, he's been waiting. He's been waiting for Easter to finish because the prawns prices go up in Easter. It's all the leftovers from Good Friday. That's your eat.
There'll be about half a dozen trainers that'll be a bit crook later on, Duffo.
Oh, there was almost clocking going on for about an hour.
No, that's good. All right. Well, you got some couple of decent chances. Tell us a little bit about this horse. I thought so.
Look, he's a cracking looking animal. Haven't seen him in the enclosure. He's a real eye catcher. He's a lovely animal. He's got a good nature, good attitude. Last start when he did run off the track, it's a little bit of out of character for him. We've obviously done a couple little gear changes and trialled since. But I'm pretty confident we can bounce back today and put the writing on the wall.
David, it did look a one-off there at Gosford. Look, a lot of horses do shy at that winning post.
Yeah, the more I've spoke to trainers or jockeys, just getting feedback or advice and whatnot, they've all said the same thing. So, look, as you can imagine, I'm hoping it is just a one-off. Maybe the tightest circumference seeing that winning post or even running towards that road there at the end of the straight there at Gosford, just put him off his game or whatnot. He's obviously won here at Randwick, and hopefully we don't see it again today.
Now, the day he did win at Randwick, he was forced to lead, which was not ideal, I understand, but he pulled through. This is a very, very tricky race tempo-wise. Would you sort of leave it in Timmy's hands, or have you got any set plan?
I suppose I'm probably going to have to leave it in Tim's hands to a degree. Like you said, it's tricky because you're not knowing what... There's no defined leader in the race. But seeing a small field, it probably does make it simple if he does want to come back. The horse always begins well. He's always had good natural gait speed. I thought his win at Randwick when he led, I thought the other runners had their opportunity to beat him, and they didn't. But I think it was him just lacking, knowledge of knowing how to put a race away. Next start, we went to Warwick Farm. We got the opportunity to take a sit, and he did put him away. What I did like seeing out of that recent trial was with the winkers on, I thought when he's hit the front of the trial, he went on with the job and he run through the line. Even when he ran at Warwick Farm, I thought he sort of wandered a little bit that last sort of 70 metres. He's obviously still learning, and he's a horse that's going to go through his grades, but he's also gaining experience along the way. So, these little gear changes, I'm hoping there's no flaws in his armour. So whether he's got to go back, whether he's box seating or whether he's outside the leader, I suppose it's going to be up to Timmy, but I think he's probably gained the experience to overcome whatever he needs to do today.
Obviously everyone thinks he's by, so you think he's going to stay. You're happy to keep him at the 1,200 metre mark for this? So
at this stage, he does relax well mid-race. He's got a great turn of foot. I'd like to think we'll get out to a trip down the track. go. But you never know until you step him up in distance. But at the moment, he's sprinting along a 6 furlong horse, and I don't want to try and change too much with what is working at this stage. But sooner or later, I do feel that we will have to step him up and see what he's made of when we get over 6, 7, maybe even 8 furlongs.
Yep. What are you, any ambitious pairs like winter or in Brisbane, or is there spring options with a horse like this?
I've got a couple of little options. I've got them in the back of my mind for after today, pending results.
Yep.
I think while there's a 3-year-old, I think it might be a good idea to maybe sneak him to Brisbane and give him a crack at a good level. And there's also a nice 3-year-old race in Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time. So there are options for him. I suppose that more depends on today's results. I'd like to, after today and working on our plans going forward, I suppose I want to have a good plan going forward in the spring. But while he's a 3-year-old, I wouldn't mind taking that opportunity to take on 3-year-old races while we can.
Race 7, Ziggy Willie. He's back to 1,000 metres after 43 days off. He's genuine.
He's been a great little horse in my stable. Always tries, always puts himself there. He trialled not long ago, ran Rose Hill, and I thought it was a good, solid trial. 1,000 metres, he's probably not really proven that yet. But sometimes that Randwick 1,000 is like a race that is fractionally a little bit longer, so I'm sort of trying to guide it as long as the 1,100 metre race. Depending on result today, I'm thinking of maybe looking at something like a Wagga Town Plate for him. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of depth in the runners today in that race, but with the barrier and the way he races, you've always got to consider him a chance because he's so honest.
Beauty. You got one at Kembla and Tearaway Charlie in the last. He's bursting to win a maiden.
Yeah, he's obviously only a new horse in my stable. Last two starts, narrowly beaten. Last start, I think we may have got beaten by a smart one. So we've got a good barrier today. Nice lightweight. I think he's. I think he could break that maiden today.
Beauty.
Righto, we'll follow that in the last at Kembla today. Good on you, Dave. I hope they run well for you.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Good on you, David. David Pfeiffer joining us there. What's your thoughts on this horse, I Thought So, Duff?
I love him. I think he's a beautiful horse. Whether we're getting carried away about his looks before his ability, we're about to find out today. But I like his style. I think he's pretty good.
Interesting sort of France coming back also there today, for Christian Reith.
Yeah, he's had a nice trial leading into this. He showed a good ability last preparation, with a couple of placings there. I just thought he was a bit of a yard and market watch here today. So just a matter of how far forward he is on a testing track with just that one trial, I think, under his belt there.
Ron, we had the terrible fall at Warrielba a couple of weeks ago now, and the funeral was on Thursday for Darren Jones. More than 700 people there, and jockeys of current and former jockeys set up a guard of honour. Obviously a very sad day out of Tamworth, but the racing community came together out there. Our thoughts are certainly with Melanie Bolwell. I spoke to her father during the week on Racing HQ. The great news came from Des O'Keefe late yesterday afternoon. The best news of the week in a tweet from Des is that Mel Bolwell has been moved out of intensive care to the neuro ward at the Gold Coast Hospital. The long road to recovery is now underway. So fantastic that she's come out of being sedated and everything seems to be improving. It's going to be a very long road, as Des mentioned, but she's heading in the right direction, Duff.
Yeah, that's fantastic news. And obviously it is going to be a slow process, but, once they have, what was reported, she had the bleeding on the brain, everyone sort of panics, and at least she's talking to her family, and that's fantastic. And she's out of ICU. So that's great.
Yeah, fantastic for sure. Jason Coyle, Ron.
Talking about Inform Stables.
Inform. I think Glenn Munsey is always listening to us, but I think he mentioned on Thursday when Jason, I think, trained a double there that I think it's of his last 50 runners, it's 1 in 5 that he's getting winners. I think that was the stat. Glenn, please let me know if it's anything different. In fact, the trainer might know as well. Jason, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
I guess what I'm saying is that the stable's going pretty good at the moment, mate. You've got your horses well primed.
Yeah, they're in good order. They're happy horses, and they're just finding the right races at this stage, I think.
Mm. Kawakini, he is a pretty honest sort of, or she, I should say, is a filly. She hasn't done too much wrong in five starts to date.
No, that's right. She's been very consistent. She's biggest query was probably stepping her over the 1400. I'm not 100% convinced she ran that out as well as I would have liked it to, especially on those testing surfaces. So we've elected to come back to the 1200 today.
Okay, and expect another honest run?
Very much so. It's obviously a bit of a step up in grade for her. But honesty is a nice thing to have in horses. You know what you're going to get when you go to the races. She gets in down on 53 with a very, very talented rider on board.
Your other Sydney runner is in race four, More Energy. He's he's just kept improving. He's sort of hit coming off a 2,200 metre lead up here on a heavy track with a win, so pretty hard to fault him.
Yeah, he's exactly what I like to see horses getting over a trip do. I just like to see them improving at every start. He's done that. Our biggest query probably last start was the testing surface at Warwick Farm. He was very tired the day after, but with it quite well. He'll get another testing surface today. He's a fit horse and should run out the 2400 without an issue.
Okay. A couple in Doomben today. You've got Siren's Fury. Well, you'll find a suitable black type race to contest here in race three.
Absolutely perfect for her. Issue looks like the tempo of the race. It doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of speed up there for her. She's drawn wide and her best runs have been when we just leave her alone for the first half of the race. She's going to need a little bit of luck on the 600 in, but I'd expect her, the last furlong, to be really coming out strong.
Okay, and you've also taken the sweet Serendipity up there. He's a speedy type, should give plenty of cheek.
In the best form of his career by far. Every run, his preparation, he's shown nice improvement, been very honest, which is something that I couldn't have said about him his last, his entire career, truthfully. Would have liked probably another 7 days between that Randwick 1200 on a heavy track and this race today, but it just looked a nice race. He pulled up well, so I decided to bring him up, see how he goes.
Beautiful. You're well represented at Kembla today. What's the best of the team there?
Look, A Certain Mischief was probably really disappointing last start up at Newcastle. She looked a horse with ability last preparation. She went terrible up at Newcastle. I can't fault her. I'd expect her to bounce back today. Otherwise, she'll find herself back in the paddy.
Okay, Glenn Munsey has texted me through. The last 50 runners for Jace have brought up 9 wins and 16 placings, and he added a little bit extra to it, Jace. You know Munsey, don't you? Not too bad, even for a Bulldog supporter.
Yeah, coming from, I'm surprised he was even up.
Yeah,
he'll
me
be
too.
Sort of crying about last night.
Yeah, no, he's been doing a fair bit of crying this season, Jace.
Oh, look, he'll come up with some sort of controversy. He'll come, they had every chance.
Every
That's not good enough.
Mate, I hope it continues with those 50 runners. I hope there's a few more winners for you to date. How many are you training at the moment?
We're working 40 at Warwick Farm, which is a nice number, and it's obviously keeping horses on the racetrack for our owners.
Okay, Well, just on that, are you at Warwick Farm or in Brisbane?
I'm in up at the Gold Coast, the horses are, so I'm up there today.
Okay. Did you get prawns today, I guess, is the question that I wanted to ask.
Missed the prawns, and I really do hope they don't hold any for me.
Poor Tally's texting me. These guys are listening. He said, just polished 10 kilo off, 3 bottles of Moe 2, tell him prawns are good. Ha ha.
So, did he give anyone... Was that what he polished off himself?
Yeah.
Probably. Good on you, Jace. Good luck today.
Thank you. Cheers.
Jason Coyle joining us there. They're listening and watching us, Ron, anyway, the trainers and the participants.
Well, they might turn up. They're full of drink today.
Yeah, 3 bottles of Moe. Surely that's a joke, isn't it?
Who's going to saddle horses up today?
Anyway, we're looking forward to it all unfold. He is a stable. He's just got the horses really geared, and they're just running so well for him.
For sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. I'll just check early scratchings just to see whether there's any earlys just before we go to John Thompson. 13 we're at now, Ron. So there's a couple extras here.
Heart
Testers come out, race 7, number 4.
And
Leamy Australia's come out, race 10, number 6. So Heart Tester out of the 7th and Leamy Australia out of the 10th give us 13 at this stage. We've got about 10 minutes until those scratchings should become interim. John Thompson's online. John, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to these today, but there's been plenty of discussion about one of them in particular, mate, Naita. How's the horse ready for this first up run today?
Yeah, she's all set, Andrew. She's come through two trials well, which she should. She did, just nice, easy trials to get a fit. Nice and fresh and happy, ready to go for the 1,000.
Any difference with her from last preparation to this preparation, John?
I think she's definitely taken good benefit from it. A few wins have given her a bit of confidence. She seems to handle everything a lot better, with a bit more maturity. And, I think she's going super.
What plans do you have for her for the winter?
After this, she'll probably go to the Hortensia at Scone. Just depending on how she goes, first and second up. She may go for a break and come back for the spring, or maybe push on to the June stakes.
Okay.
I was just going to ask about the track today.
I'd say it'd be probably a 7. It's on the better side of heavy. There is a few dark clouds around. If we do get a shower, we'll be straight back to a 9. But today, we didn't get any dew today. It was a lot drier overnight. So, I think we're a chance of an upgrade today.
Oh, beautiful. Just back on Naita, no plans of pushing it past 1,200 this preparation?
No, definitely not.
Okay. Your other runners, Last Wish Race 4, he may want it a little drier than this?
Yes, that's the worry. He's going super and ready to win, but it just all depends on the track conditions of him. He needs a firm surface to his best.
Danger, is it still a bit short for him in Race 6?
Too short, Ronnie, but he is going well.
And this horse Dreamforce is a nice horse. He's always promised something. He looks progressive.
Nice horse. Got good potential. Form around him's good. Similar to Last Wish, though. His form's all on good track. The question mark today is how he goes on a softer surface. If it's a 6 to a 7, he'll be fine. But if it is, if we do get a shower or something, that'll probably rule him out.
Okay, there's no real evidence on paper. Do you name all? I remember his mother.
Just his second trial, this prep was pretty ordinary on a heavy here at Randwick.
Okay.
And we were sort of scratching our head after that trial because he was going so well. But then he came out at Newcastle first up and was a bit stiff. Went very well. So we just put it down to the heavy surface in the second trial.
Okay. I know you can't, do your form with blood, but I remember his mother, Eskimo Queen, beating Hot Danish in a Coolmore Classic on a heavy 10, so she was an absolute mudlark.
Yeah, he's a bit of a different frame, this fella, though. He's a big, heavy colt, or stallion now, whereas Eskimo Queen was a bit of more of a lighter frame.
Mm. Beautiful. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John. John Thompson going through his runners today. I think you tipped Dreamforce. You don't want rain listening to that, do you?
No. We're working off one barrier trial, though, that he's working with. But
yeah.
Look, I take it all on board that he's a big, heavier horse, and he seems to think, I don't want him on a real heavy track, so I will be hesitant if we do get a drop of rain. And, well, if we do get rain, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Will he keep him in the field?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that, obviously, over the next couple of hours. Ron, Mike Fraser's got a couple of weeks off, and Ray Thomas will join us after 8 o'clock to go through the preview. But we're missing Mike's walking of the track, but he got it right last week when they were certainly suited by getting up on the pace. We'll be interesting today with this rail at 2 metres. They went from 2 to 4 metres in that first movement back during the championship, so it'll be interesting.
It will be, I think it should be okay. I'm before the meeting, I'm happy with the rail 2 metres. When we had the normal rail, it was up the rail, and that was the worst track we've had. Last week was just waterlogged and testing. That's as simple as that. It was, and there was a lot of slow races there that was hard to make up ground. So I don't think the bias last week was anything near April 1, but the 2 metre rail, you know, this track's had a few meetings on it now. We'll just let the jockeys find the best going and keep up to date. But I want to treat this track as fair early in the day until it tells me any different.
Yeah, understand. Our next guest joining us on Racing HQ Saturday. We're on the radio, Sky Sports Radio, and on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Corey Brown, he's, I guess, did it a couple of weeks ago, getting his weight to 51.5, and they have been forced to do it, I guess, again today in the rerun of the Sydney Cup. Corey, good morning to you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Andrew, Ronnie, how are you?
How much more weight to lose, Corey? You doing, got another half a kilo or so to work off?
Oh, I've got about 3/4, Ronnie, but let me tell you, I'm not doing it easy this week after being suspended as what I did the first time I done it.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about this horse polarisation. You'd be hoping for some satisfaction here today after thinking that you'd won the first one.
Yeah, look, Ronnie, look, I'm happy to run the race again, but just as long as they keep the results the same, I'm happy to go around again.
He looks a strong stayer.
He's a really nice horse. Obviously, only sat on him twice. I went and rode him work before the Sydney Cup last time. He's a lovely big horse. He's kind, he's gentle, he's pretty push button. He surprised me, actually, for almost over 2 mile. Normally they find half a gear and just keep whacking away, but he's had a bit of a foot. I know he had a light weight, and he's got the same weight again today, but he actually accelerated good. I never really let him go into the last 300 at Ramick last time. So, look, it was definitely his grand final the other day, so it's going to be hard for the horses that obviously stretched out over the 2 mile, backing up 2 weeks later. It's always a query, and history sort of against me, but look, if he's going as good as what the stable has suggested that he's pulled up and he's been going since he run, he should run really well again.
Yeah. It looks like we're going to get us. We don't have Venga Mask making the speed today, but we have Lasquetti Spirit there. So it looks like we're going to get a similar type of setup.
Yeah, look, he'll go forward, especially now from the wider barrier. There's definitely not as much speed on paper, Ronnie, but I'll be honest, the first 3 furlongs of the race, last time it was actually probably too fast, especially for my sort of horse. I know they're big free running horses over in Europe, and it would obviously suit them, but they sort of went too quick the first half of the race. It actually felt like more of a mile race, or you know, like a 2,000 metre race the first couple of furlongs, and then we settled down after the winning post and got into it. But look, he'll get the right run, I think, from the barrier, and again, I just hope that he's pulled up well enough to do it again.
Your other rides on the day, the Pinnacle in race 3. You've won 2 straight on her. What do you make of her?
She's a nice horse. She's still got a little ways to go. I think she'll definitely appreciate the mile. There's a few scratchings in the race. You know, Egg Tart and horses like that, they're now out, so it makes the race a little bit easier. She's been competing to, wouldn't say a weaker company, but she definitely steps up a bit here.
Corey, we're just losing you ever so slightly. Just see if you twist your head that becomes a bit clearer.
Sorry, mate. Look, she's a lovely horse. Obviously, she won on the bog 2 starts back when she was at Warwick Farm, and then she stepped out at Newcastle, and she didn't have a lot of luck at Newcastle. She travelled wide the whole race, and she still managed to fight him off. Although she's been winning by a big margin, she's done it quite well considering she had a long time between runs. So she gets a chance here today. She's going to love the mile.
You wouldn't know much about Class Clown in race 5?
No, I watched all these replays, Ronnie. Last time out when he runs 30, he seemed to have every chance. He looks to me like a little bit one pace, but again, he's got no weight on his back. But yeah, he's going to have to lift on his last couple of runs.
Race 6, My Psychiatrist. Well, she gets her blinkers back on, and probably the lead's there for you if you want it.
Yeah, well, I had all intentions to go out and lead on it at Warwick Farm last time out, and really heavy track, as we've all been running on, but just couldn't get up and get running. I sort of rode her the whole race. she never really touched the bridle at all, but she still sort of plugged away and run a nice third. As you said, she gets the blinkers back on today. She's doing an ideal barrier, and look, she's a lovely horse, and Joey said she's done extremely well since she runs, so really happy to be on her.
And the other rides, wouldn't it be nice, you're trying to get out of a long run of outs.
Yeah, that's right. You could go back. I rode him three or four starts back at Randwick, and he didn't dash or accelerate, but he sort of whacked away really well. I know he was beaten a couple of lengths, but that run wasn't too bad. But yeah, he's going to have to lift on his previous form to be beaten horses here.
All right, well, you better go and lose that 3/4 of a kilo.
Thanks, mate.
Now, you, Duff and I could do it easily, mate, but when it gets down to what you're riding for the second consecutive week, I certainly feel for many of your jockeys. And I wanted to mention just before you go, you've got a new jockey manager, mate?
I've got Paul Webster. Obviously, there's no bad blood between Brian Haskins and I, but just he had too many jockeys, and
yep.
I jumped on board with Paul Webster, and he's only got Zach Burton, which is good. So we're sort of one-on-one until Zach comes back for the carnival, so... let's hope we can get off to a good start this first weekend, so let's hope they get the ball rolling.
Beautiful.
Yeah, good luck, mate. I hope Paul, he works extremely hard when Zach comes back, and he'll be a good manager for you into the future. Thanks a lot, mate.
Good to be here. Thanks, boys.
Appreciate it. Corey Brown joining us there. And look, those jockeys on 51.5, some do it naturally and some don't do it, Ron, and we've asked them to do it twice in 2 weeks.
Especially when they don't ride that all the year long. You know, it's all right if you've got a 51 or 52 limit throughout the year. They can keep it top of things. But when you only, even the lightweights, you know, don't stay at 51.5 anymore, they do it pretty tough.
Yeah, exactly. My Giuliano's come out of race six, number five, but they shouldn't be too far away. This is my part of the nervous morning, Ron. When we get around scratching time with the riser system of late, we get a bit jittery, so let's hope everything...
It's good so far.
It's good so
far.
The next half hour, Ron, I get headaches. We're going to take a break, then we'll be back. Still to come, Brenton Abdullah and Chris Waller to talk about his runners today. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
This Anzac Day Tuesday, Sky Sports Radio, the New South Wales racing industry and racegoers will pay their respects to all Australians who've served their country. Racing has always been an integral part of Australian life, and the Anzac spirit comes to life at many New South Wales racetracks through mateship and ceremony. Following the dawn services, Racing HQ brings you all the winning information for racing at Randwick with form analysts Ray Thomas and Lizzie Gels. Anzac Day Racing, this Tuesday on Sky Sports Radio.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy, Die Hard, all of them.
Huh, okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire, she's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle, she's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella, he always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Back Monday morning at 9. Your calls on Punters Postmortem.
Yes, Racing HQ Saturday. Ron Duffacy is with us after 8 o'clock. Ray Thomas will join us and Glenn Munsey to look at the 10-race card. The scratchings have gone in from, so let's bring you those for Randwick. We're on a heavy 8, penetrometer 6.05 in the rail at 2 metres today. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 3, Careless Choice. 4, Egg Tart. and 8 Travancore, 3, 4, and 8 out of the third. Race 4, number 5, Divine Sanction, number 5. Race 5, number 9, Zazudio, number 9. Race 6 at Randwick, 5, My Giuliano, and 6, Broadsider out, 5 and 6. Race 7, number 4, Heart Tester, number 4. Race 8, the Sydney Cup is clear, so Rock On and Self Sense won't gain starts once they go final in about 10 minutes. So we'll get back to that jockey situation in the Cup in just a moment. Race 9, take out 6, Timeless Prince, 8, Distinctive Look, and 9, Colosseum King, 6, 8, and 9. And race 10, number 4, Cottage, 6, Leamy Astray, and 8, Siren's Fury, 4, 6, and 8. So with Rock On and Self Sense not gaining starts, take note that Jeff Penza will take the ride on Pentathlon in the Cup. Race 8, number 13, will end up being Jeff Penza. So that'll be the story in the Sydney Cup. Ron Dubbers here with us, and so too is Brenton Abdullah. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys.
How's things? Everything good heading into another Sydney Cup?
Yeah, no, everything's good. It's been a pretty busy week with plenty of trials and plenty of races. Wyong, Newcastle, and get to Randwick today.
Yeah. Just on your Sydney Cup ride, the Liprin, is he ready to find some form? He's off that long break and it's taking him a while.
Yeah, I hope so. Look, obviously I didn't ride him the other day. Huey rode him the other day, but Huey gave me plenty of confidence at the trials the other morning. He said he feels good. He said he galloped during the week and he felt great. So I do think he's had a completely different prep to what he did last year. Last year, obviously, come through the benchmark race, then he had to qualify for the race, so he's probably up and going. And then he obviously had a little setback and he had a long sort of layoff, and he's obviously qualified for the race, so Chris has probably only had the one target in mind, I think, and he's probably tried to peak him on Sydney Cup Day, and look, anywhere near his best, he's going to be very competitive.
Race 1, Siam, how much do you know about him?
Just had a little sit on him the other day at the trials. Thought he tried really well, and I didn't know anything about him. Come back and said to John that, look, I think he's quite a nice horse, he can win the race in town on a Saturday, so I went back and had a look at his form lines behind Catchy and Juiciness. So I was obviously quite confident that he could do that, and he's drawn well there today. Debonairly looks like it probably controls and going to be hard to run down, but look, my bloke, he's quite nice, and I think he'll run really well.
This horse, Black on Gold, you won on him last preparation. He looks pretty promising to me.
Yeah, look, he's a nice horse. It's still learning. He was doing a few things wrong last prep, and got him beat a couple of times, and I was able to win a nice race on him at Randwick. Sort of beat Harper's Choice, who ran second in the Derby. He beat Northwest Passage as well, who sort of come out and won those couple of races in Tassie and Melbourne. So he has got a little bit of form behind him. I thought he trialled really well, and he came back in better order, and he went down the line the other day and won pretty well. So I think the rise of the mile will suit. Drawn soft. If he begins with him, he won't be far away, and I'm sure he'll run well.
Paragon looks a good ride. He's a tough on-pace stayer. He's 1-for-1 at Randwick at this distance.
Yeah, he's a tough on-pace stayer. He bowled along on speed the other day, and I was able to run him down. Obviously, I'm looking at you. Another one, he's down in the way. It's drawn well. Very even race. Not much between any of them, so look, it's you probably run it 8 times and get 8 different winners, but you'll be thereabouts.
Only Choice looks a horse with a bit of upside. He's only had 2 starts.
Yeah, obviously don't know much about it. Did the job okay the other day at Orange. It was a tough win. He just got beat at Goulburn the start before, but he was an eye catcher there. So very hard to line up these country races. Look, but he's with Kurt. He's obviously well in the market, and I expect him to be thereabouts.
Montauk, you get on well with him. He goes well for you.
Yeah, he's not the easiest of rides, but I sort of just learned to sort of just get him to switch off and all as best he can, and then give him one little run at him. You sort of can't present him till late, and that's how he runs best. So I'm sure Chris is probably eyeing off for the race in a couple of weeks' time, up over 2,000. So the mile he stay a little bit with a bit of freshness in his legs, I'm sure he'll. Will suit. He's obviously got a big weight for his pain for his consistency, but if he can just get back and switch off for me and be fine on line, that'll be positive.
Race 27 paint. He's a pretty genuine sort of horse.
Yeah, he's honest. He sort of started his prep, a couple of preps ago, just sort of, with restricted form, and then he had a really good prep there with Marshall in town, and then he didn't get away with one of the last prep, but he was honest. Thought his trial at Kendall was okay. Gets him to a race with a little bit of speed, and if he can just drop it behind him, then it's a race he can win on his best.
And your other ride's roaring to win in race 9, and was much better back on softer going the other day.
Yeah, horse that was probably out of form before the other day. He had a couple of runs on sort of good and probably a soft 5, and then I was able to get on him on that heavy 9, and from the wide draw we had to go back, and he just missed by a bobble of the head. Meets a similar sort of field, looks to be a good little speed there, and hopefully Kanachi and maybe Supply and Demand go forward, and maybe one other, and he can just drop him with sort of the cover midfield somewhere. If he does and he's anywhere near his best, definitely another race where he can win.
We've got a big winner in Queensland coming up. You're around the mark with this Sydney Premiership. What are you feeling there? You want to hang around, or you want to still travel to the big races, or play it by ear, or what's the plan?
Just going to play it by ear. The Sydney Premiership hasn't really been a thing to be looking at for me, probably for most of the year. It's just been about staying consistent, but I suppose I'm getting in for the last sort of few months of the season, so it's going to be something now that I'm going to eye off. But look, I've just got a couple of horses here at the moment. There's a couple of meetings coming up now with sort of horses you can get on and they can take you to Queensland for the big one. So look, a horse like Black on Gold is probably set for the Derby. A horse like Mongolian Wolf, I went on the other day, he's probably set for the Derby. Godolphin's got a couple of runners and that might end up there. So we'll just see how it is. But it'll be Sydney will be main focus. But if there's something there that can win me a good race, I'll probably go.
What's the situation with Godolphin?
I think it's just business as usual. There's no retained rider now at the moment here, so John and the team have given me plenty of support. We've had a couple of winners during the week, and I've got a few rides from today, so we're getting plenty of support, and like I said, hopefully it's just business as usual.
You had a good winner at Newcastle on Thursday. I've been trying to remember the name of it for Godolphin.
Medale.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no, she was terrific. She's quite a nice filly. She's obviously won a race in town, and her run was full of merit the other day on that Ramley Bias track where she got back up to the outside. I thought she'd get there, go there and win, and she did.
Yeah, she was impressive. Let's hope some can be equally impressive today, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Brenton. Brenton Abdullo going there for Libbrand today, particularly in the Schweppes Sydney Cup, but he's got a couple of other ones, and just on Mongolian Wolf last week, Ron, were you impressed?
Yeah, pretty impressed. He's it all happened quickly for him. He had a bit of a prep in New Zealand, and he come over here, and look, I thought it was a good, strong win. So, I want to see him again, because whether he's going to be better the next prep, or probably is, but they're only three once.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was good. Ron, we mentioned Melanie Bolwell earlier. Remember a couple of Saturdays ago we spoke with the Toowoomba track manager, and there'd been that really bad incident up there, and we learned more about it. Well, we've now learned in the last week that Ben Saunders and Wade Glassam, who were affected by that incident, are both now paraplegics.
That's horrible.
It's just unbelievable. The Toowoomba Racing Club at Clifford Park have now started a fundraiser. They're having it on Saturday, May 13. It's called Racing Reaches Out. Racing Reaches Out fundraiser. It'll be at Clifford Park on Saturday, May 13. Now, if you really want to get behind this, if you want to donate, or there's owners out there or sponsors that want to put something into the fundraiser, you can contact the Toowoomba Turf Club. The development manager there is Lizzie King. So if you want to jot a name down, Lizzie King, and the number there is 07-4634-6066. That's 07-4634-6066. We need to really get behind this, Ron, because these guys, they're out there doing what they love, track work riders, and here they are now. They're in hospital together, side by side, and they're both paraplegics. It's just incredible and so sad.
It is. Freak accident.
Yeah, it is for sure. Just waiting for Chris Waller to join us, hopefully. He's been away for a few days, but Hopefully Chris will join us shortly and then we'll hook into all the scratchings. Ron, have the scratchings affected you much or not?
Well, it's just affected the speed, really, of the races. You know, like, Believe Me Australia has come out this morning. It looked the leader in the last. So, and other horses there that have come out this morning probably haven't made too much difference there. But then we've got a couple of very slow races here today, which could impact, come down to the best sprint in the race. So it could be a little bit tricky.
Okay. Chris's phone's going to message bank. We might try Charlie Duckworth and see whether Charlie's available to us. We know that Chris has been away for a couple of days, but we'll try Charlie and see whether we have any fortune there to go through them. Because just in the Sydney Cup, they've got so much there, haven't they?
Well, they've got three, you know, they're hardly in the market, but they've got three knockout horses. And, you know, you've got the tough who's shot the Barman, who's, you know, a two-mile specialist. Libran runs second in this race last year, and I reckon he's finally come in fitness. And I was very impressed with the way Kinnamus settled the other day in that no race. He's been a horse that's been wanting to charge. So I thought there were good signs from him even in this race. So I could make little cases for all of Chris's runners in that Sydney Cup.
What about Harlem as the fresh horse? Obviously, the connections have thought, let's have a crack at this when new entries were opened.
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? You know, to think that, you know, a stable like David Hayes would run him first up in, or second up in a Queen Elizabeth Stakes just tells you that they think very, very highly of him. So he is a bit of a query here. Obviously they've done a lot of work with him to put him in a two-mile race second up and a third up and a Queen Elizabeth second up. So, he adds a bit of interest with fresh legs here.
Chad Schofield's flown in for the Hong Kong owner to take the ride. Chris Waller does join us now on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, everyone.
Good to talk to you, mate. You've been in the news this week, even while you've been trying to get a little break. With track work times, it'll be interesting to see what's been the reaction to your open letter regarding track work times maybe being delayed an hour or so.
Pretty good. I haven't taken a lot of notice, but my staff are certainly right behind it. Simply because we think it's time that we had a bit of a lifestyle, and there's so many reasons behind it. First and foremost, it's making sure that everybody's sharp and alert at their job, whether it be a track rider or a jockey. And you guys on the show should know as well as anybody, punters want their horses well prepared, and you want your jockeys to be sharp. How do you expect a jockey to get up at 3:30 in the morning to be at the track by 4 and still have him riding at the last at Randwick at 5 o'clock and you jump up and down where he might make a small mistake when he's been up for basically 14 hours wasting? That's just one of the many little things from a punter's perspective. And then going through the 457 visa park, well, that's what prompted me to say, well, listen, let's try and attract a few more people into the industry by having more attractive work times. Why would you let your sons and daughters leaving school get out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning to come and start a career in racing when they could be doing other things? Or so we don't get the same amount of volume through, therefore we're calling on skilled labour to help prepare these horses, and mainly the skilled labour is track riders. And again, we don't just send a rider out to say, look, gallop the horse this far, and you need the rider to have skill and help that horse, help it lift, help it get balanced, help it improve. These are little things that quite often punters wouldn't understand or wouldn't even start to imagine happen. So we need good staff, we need plenty of staff, and it's a real shortage at the moment, and we've got to see the reasons why we're calling for overseas staff or why we're short in Australia, and that's my answer to it.
Yeah, and I think it's getting a lot of support as well. Just, there's been no backlash. I think it's all positive support that you're getting with those comments. So let's hopefully it all it can be debated and it all unravels properly for the industry. Chris, your Sydney Cup horses, look, they're not favourites or anything, but they're all sort of toiling around, might have a bit of a chance here. Who shot the Barman? Well, he's suited by this really solid staying test today.
Yeah, he's the benchmark of stayers and done it year in, year out at these types of races, including just the Cup only back in November. So he handles all conditions. He's got a slightly awkward draw, which will probably be irrelevant. If there's good, genuine speed, they all should find a position, but he's going as well as we could have him going, that's for sure.
Libran, he's taken a while after that long break to get him fit.
Hasn't been as happy in the heavy conditions either, and I'd say the same for Kinema. Both horses that can handle soft tracks, but they've found it really difficult on the heavy tracks. So, yeah, hopefully come race time we can see them getting good footing at least, and hopefully those boys fire up as a result.
Got a few nice three-year-olds in race three here. Sizzling Bullet, he's been freshened after a forgivable run, obviously, in the in that race.
Yeah, he's still got plenty of fitness there, as you'd expect, so he drops significantly in grade, bit of weight to carry, but he runs well at Randwick, and yeah, I don't see the coming back to the mile any negative at all. Should run really well.
The Black on Gold was very good prior to the break, and then great, I thought, first up.
Yeah, there's some good form lines developing around him, and it was great to see him win fresh up just after a short break, and the mile and the big track should be pluses for him. So, yeah, I think he's a very good chance and a horse to follow all the way through to Queensland.
Oklahoma Girl looks a nice filly.
Yeah, unassuming type in the parade ring, which gets the job done, and it was a good win at Warwick Farm 10 or so days ago, and she's down on the weights a little bit, and yeah, she's doing very little wrong, and her first up run prior to the win was good also.
Who's got the, look, this is a very slow race, who's got the best sprint out of these three?
I'd say Black on Gold.
Yeah.
It's a horse that takes a while to get mobile, but his last 400s are always very good to my eye, and especially on the big track. Some of his races have been around Canterbury or from slow getaways, so he'd be as sharp as anything.
Just on the horse you scratched from this race, Egg Tart, I was sort of thinking you might be heading the other way other than Melbourne. I see she's in on Melbourne on Tuesday. I thought she was more starting to look like a Queensland Oaks sort of a filly as well.
We're getting itchy feet, Ronnie. If you're going to head to the South, not the South Australian Oaks, the Schweppes Oaks.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes
sense. Yeah, which is 12 days after Tuesday, or 11 or 12 days after Tuesday. So that's the reason for going there. It's a 2,000 metre Group 1 race, and she's dead set flying.
Okay, oh, that explains it. I didn't think of that.
She'll be in on Tuesday at Flemington.
Yep. Race 4, Richard of York. Most of his form's in Victoria. Strange for you, but he's going better since you're riding him a little bit more aggressively.
Yeah, he certainly is. And last start, I think he was beaten by a pretty good horse. I don't think that the track will be too much of a concern for him. And look what we've seen with a few of the horses coming up from Victoria. They think they're very fit. So he's certainly got that racing on his side. And he looks very hard to beat today with a lovely weight.
Race 6, how's Montauk freshened?
Freshen up really well. He stayed in the stable the whole time, so the sickness levels are still very high, and he trialled really well last week. So, yeah, a bit of weight to carry, and he's a horse that we're sort of adjusting our opinion of because he's been so consistent the last few or four or five runs, and based on that, I think he'll be hard to beat today.
Mm-hmm. And also, Soviet Courage usually needs a run.
Yeah, I'd say so. In a 2 mile race in about 6 to 8 weeks' time, that's what he's gearing up towards.
Another very slow race. Your two will probably need to be ridden a little bit conservative, wouldn't they?
Yeah, Montauk sort of gets up and gets a bit keen if there's no speed, but Brendan knows him well. I guess the main thing is just find some cover.
Race 7, Sabacus. 1,000 metres out of his comfort zone, but usually good fresh.
Yeah, very good fresh. Looking back at his form last night, and I think he might have won an 1,100 metre race first up last prep on a soft 7. We opted to stick with the experience of Kieran rather than claiming, because I think he's a little awkward to ride, and Kieran just holds them together so well. So bit of weight to carry, but it's a pretty promising horse.
Pianissimo, race 9, resumed well, winning over an unsuitable distance.
Yeah, he did, and it was on a similar track to what I guess we'd expect today. So he's claiming with Lee Magorian on him again. He gets down to 54.5 in a pretty open race, so it could be a knockout chance later in the day.
And the last, Via Napoli, how forward is she? I thought it was a winnable race for her if she was forward.
Yeah, she's forward. She only had a short time off and has had two trials. I guess a slight concern on the heavy track, just how wet it is going to be or how chopped up it'll be come race 10, but I can't knock her, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm. And Gretna was much better ridden positively last time.
Yeah, she seems to get a bit keen or starts to panic when amongst horses when you're trying to ride the perfect pace, but last start, allowed to roll, she was a different horse, so similar tactics again today. Thought a bit awkward, so I guess there's no option really but to roll for it.
One runner at Caulfield, French Emotion, foot's on the till, race 6.
Yeah, really well placed in terms of weight, coming back from the mile in 7 days is probably not perfect, but she's had a few trips to the beach in a quiet time and should be fresh enough to run well.
She did run second in this race last year too. That's it. Good luck with them.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, Chris. Really good stuff for our listeners. They love it, and the viewers. Chris Waller joining us there. Righto, Ron, you enjoy it, and we'll be back in 5 or so minutes, and we'll start looking at this 10-race card for Randwick.
Beautiful.
Righto, the scratchings. Let's look in at Randwick Schweppes Sydney Cup Day. The gates open for members at 10:15, at 10:30 for general public, with the first at 11:25. It's a heavy 8, penetrometer 6.05. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 3, Careless Choice, 4, Egg Tart and 8, Travancore, 3, 4 and 8. Race 4, number 5, Divine Sanction, number 5. Race 5, number 9, Zazudio, number 9. Race 6, number 5, My Giuliano and 6, Broadside, 5 and 6. Race 7, number 4, Heart Tester, number 4. The Sydney Cup Race 8 take out the two emergencies, 15, Rock On and 16, Self Sense. The rider for Pentathlon is Jeff Penza, number 13. Race 9, 6 Timeless Prince, 8 Distinctive Look, 9 Colosseum King, 6, 8 and 9. And race 10, number 4 Cottage, 6 Leamy Astray and 8 Sirens Fury, 4, 6 and 8. To Kembla Grange, Overcast and a Soft 5. Race 1, take out 4 Pure Rebel and 5 Citizens Arrest, 4 and 5. Race 2, number 4, Only Choices out, number 4. The third, number 6, Chavo, number 6. Race 4, number 5, Capella Magna, number 5. Kembla, race 5, number 3, Mr. McBat, number 3. Race 6, number 2, Old Habits, and 3, All in Rhythm, 2 and 3. Race 7, number 4, So Splendid, at 8, Pluck and Sting, 4 and 9. That's 4 and 9 out of the 7th. And race 8, number 8, Over the Air, and 10, Foxway, 8 and 10. That's the information for Kembla Grange today. We've got a tab program at Queanbeyan as well. It's a good 3 down there. The weather is fine. The first 3 races are clear. Race 4 at Queanbeyan, take out the two emergencies, 12 and 13. Race 5, take out 10. The emergencies, 14, 15 and 16. And race 6, the scratching is number 1. Race 6, number 1. That's the information for Queanbeyan. The Caulfield in Melbourne, it's a soft 5. They're maybe getting some few showers this morning. The rail at 8 metres. Race 1 at Caulfield, take out 1 Like a Carousel, number 1. Race 2, number 7, Grand Dreamer, and 9, Irish Optimism, 7 and 9. The third, number 4, Royal Rumble, number 4. Race 4, Caulfield, number 12, Miss Carvatica, number 12. Race 5, the two emergencies, 17 and 18. Race 6 at Caulfield. Pardon me. 10, Avenue of Whisper. 13, Evil Lil. And 14, Miss Universe. 10, 13 and 14. Race 7, Caulfield. 5, Atmospherical. And 10, Petit Palou, 5 and 10. Race 8 at Caulfield, 6 Cosmic Lights, 7 Calendar Lad, 14 Wasn't Me, and 15 Furyk, 6, 7, 14 and 15. And race 9, 4 Captive Hero, 6 Butch Cassidy, 10 Bo Zephyr, 11 Lynch Mob, 15 Wagala, 17 Set to Go, and 18 Full of Theories. 4, 6, 10, 11, 15, 17, and 18. They're the scratchings for Caulfield. We go to Doomben in Brisbane. It's a good